what you look at when you look at Gaddafi is a long history of terrorism and of sponsoring terrorism and attempting terrorism on the homeland soil of the United States. And so there is concern, or there is certainly the possibility, that as he's pressed by the West and by the United States and its coalition partners, he may either have agents here in the United States who would activate and carry out acts of terrorism, or, you know, overseas, of course, in Europe. And if he still has the strength to stand, there is that possibility that there could be some kind of acts on his behalf, or acts on his behalf by allies that he might have, you know, sleeping here in the United States.
And it's an interesting place, because I know a lot. I think the general perception of him is that he is an elderly man, and that not very powerful, until all of a sudden we've seen him pretty harshly crush this rebellion within his own country.
Oh, he's a very cunning individual, and is flaky as he may appear to the world. He certainly stayed in power in Libya for 40 years, and not by doing anything stupid. So, you know, he's still got a lot of bite, and he obviously has people who are dependent on him, and he has the loyalty of elements of his armed forces who are fighting back and will continue to fight. And probably he has some sleeper cells and or agents or friends, for example, Hugo Chavez in Venezuela, or, you know, some of the Iranian-backed groups like Hamas or Hezbollah.
Yeah.
And they potentially have agents here in the United States. They could potentially do something. Whether they could do something catastrophic is another question. But remember, Libya more or less accepted responsibility for the Lockerbie bombing.
He basically did it. I mean, he basically said,
I mean, he did it, and he did a lot more. And at one point in the 1980s, he was accused, and probably rightfully so, of plotting the assassination of President Ronald Reagan. So this is a guy with a long history of lashing out, of very dangerous actions, and of terrorism, and of sponsoring other terrorist groups. Whether he still has the capability of activating that, I don't know, and neither does anyone else, I'm sure. But certainly, if he survives, that possibility exists. And even as he fights for his life, that possibility exists. So it's time to be on our toes a bit.
So do we, these internal groups are so hard to sort of track and monitor, because sometimes they're homegrown. How does Homeland Security, how do law enforcement officials deal with this?
Well, it's basic, good old-fashioned law enforcement work, infiltrating these groups, stinging them when they try to do some kind of an action. I certainly hope that the Federal Bureau of Investigation has been keeping an eye on these types, and whether they know all of them or not, I don't know. But certainly, you know, Homeland Security officials, his propensity for bombing and attacking aircraft and civil aircraft in the past should alert, you know, the Transportation Security Administration. You know, if we had the old color-coded alert system, maybe we'd go, you know, ratchet it up to orange, but we don't. And it's just a time to be very alert, to have your intelligence people at the top of their game, and to keep an eye on any groups that might potentially act on his behalf.
And do we have a sense, do you have a sense as to how real the threat is?
The threat is real in the sense that I'm sure he would like to do it. Now, do I have the secret information of knowing where these groups are or individuals? I don't. But again, all I can do is go by past record, and the past record is very bad. I mean, in the 1980s, he had his diplomats around the world assassinating Libyan dissidents, especially in London. One opened the fire on a crowd of protesters. Killed a British policewoman, might be added. So that potential is there. Now, in the last couple of years, he has made nice. He supposedly destroyed his weapons of mass destruction. He has had a rapprochement with the West. And, you know, he feels very betrayed, by the way, that now the West is turning on him after he, you know, agreed to be a good boy. And then suddenly, when it looked like he was going to be overthrown, they're going to war again.
Yeah.
He thinks he did everything right. But it's the past record that's very disturbing. And he seems as certainly flakier than in the past, but just potentially more dangerous than in the past.
And there's, I know, is a concern about that. I mean, he's been under sanctions before. He's a difficult person to deal with.
he's very mercurial, but it also keeps his enemies on their toes. You know, they can't unite against him because he's always playing one against the other. He's got his sons who are in charge of this repression, this effort to repress the uprising, but he plays them off against each other. And a lot of this can be seen in the WikiLeaks cables that became public,
yeah.
Where U.S. diplomats are talking about his sense of cunning. The man is not stupid. He may seem strange. He always likes to sleep in tents, but then you can hardly blame him since he was sleeping in a tent in 1986 when the United States bombed Tripoli the last time. And that was also in retaliation for a terrorist attack that he mounted in Berlin. So, you know, as crazy as he may seem, he's crazy like a fox, and he may have these agents that, you know, are willing to do his bidding in the United States.